Ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
How does that grab me?
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
The sooner we're through, the sooner we'll be back in town drinking cold beer.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
That man's a hero, a small hero.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pedro Fernandez.
I was hallucinating one time, and I thought he came into my hotel room window, and I realized I didn't have any windows.
Namas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, defending, undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, folks. Often imitated, but never duplicated. And that's, you can check around the web and listen to the various gimps on the radio, and you realize that when it comes to boxing and MMA, they don't hold a candle to the undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves. Well, today we're talking in the world of boxing. Of course, our first hour will be on boxing. The Manny Pacquiao-Tim Bradley fight tonight. Now, of course, a lot of people give Bradley some type of a shot. I don't know what such type of a shot means. I really don't. Is he going to win or is he going to win? I mean, I try to put it to these people. So we'll get Kevin Perry on the line in a couple of minutes, one of my writers at ringtalk.com. And we'll put Kevin on the spot, because Kevin's one of these guys that, oh, well, he's got a shot. Well, what the hell does a shot mean? Is he going to win or isn't he going to win? That is the bottom line. I think Manny Pacquiao is probably going to win, because I think that Tim Bradley was chosen by the top-ranked hierarchy for the sole purpose of resurrecting Manny Pacquiao's career. Because, you know, Manny Pacquiao in his last three fights has declined. He's falling apart. He's getting old. He's getting slow. Juan Manuel Marquez beat on him like a piñata last November. Piñata with a blindfold on. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into the world of boxing and MMA. In the MMA hour, we'll talk with Nick Ring, the Canadian UFC star. Of course, he's got a good record, a good rap, and the guy's a pretty good guy. I got to read some bio on him this week, so I'm going to enjoy that. So don't forget, 2 hours right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
What's your first stop this weekend? The Estee Lauder counter at Macy's for the summer getaway gift. Your free 7-piece gift includes a colorful beach tote, a full-size pure color lipstick, sumptuous mascara, and more. Plus your choice of moisturizer in a 14-day supply. It's yours with any $35 Estee Lauder skincare or foundation purchase. What to buy? Summer skin loves our number one anti-aging serum, Advanced Night Repair. Quantities are limited, so come get your Estee Lauder summer getaway gift. Only at Macy's. Start your summer today.
Inhabitants of Earth, you can run, but you cannot... What are you doing?
I'm watching Netflix on my smartphone, dude.
What?
I can instantly watch as many TV episodes and movies as I want.
You don't fear for your life?
Yeah, not really. Our atmosphere is eventually going to kill you anyway.
Nonsense. Our anatomy is...
There you go. Faster than I thought.
Instantly watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today. See terms of use.
Hey, guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything you wanted, anytime? Wish you could relive your glory days and have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with ProGene Daily Complex.
This is Dr. Todd Karen from the American Academy of Anti-Aging and Regenerative Medicine. Testosterone levels decrease in men after the age of 20. It's a major cause of the aging process. The effects include lack of energy, decrease in muscle mass, increasing belly fat, and decreased sexual performance, all of which impacts self-esteem, confidence, and most importantly, overall quality of life.
Kick your drive back into high gear with ProGene. Call 800-980-1765 today to get a full month absolutely free. No injections, no prescription needed. ProGene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Claim your free month supply now by calling 800-980-1765. That's 800-980-1765. Again, 800-980-1765. Shipping and processing fees apply.
There is nothing like the feeling of being out of debt. You get your freedom back, you start to smile more, your future looks brighter, and the heavy burden just melts away. How would you like to receive a free information kit that gives you all the honest, legitimate debt forgiveness programs available to you in one place, in easy-to-understand terms? American Credit Card Solutions has their Debt Freedom Kit available to you at no charge. In fact, the kit is free, the shipping is free, and there is no high-pressure sales pitch. Your free informational kit can be mailed to you today, where you can examine all the debt relief options available in the comfort of your home, with no one pressuring you to make a quick decision. Call 800-758-0274 and ask for your debt freedom kit. That's 800-758-0274. This is a first-come, first-serve offer, and kits are limited, so call right now. 800-758-0274. That's 800-758-0274. Not available in all states.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I don't want to predict this fight, but, you know, I'm going to promise that I can give a good fight, you know, to make people happy, and I just do my best.
Got to pay back.
Is it time for the big payback for Manny Pacquiao? Guy is 30-something going on 40-something, fighting in an unnatural weight range, I believe, 147 pounds. And when you fight big guys, I mean, supposedly or allegedly, he was in bed a week after the Antonio Margarito fight, 4 or 5 days, from the body shots that Margarito landed on him. So it's not like he's walking out of these battles unscathed. I mean, and not be all busted up. He was busted up after the Juan Manuel Marquez fight last November because Marquez, you know, marked his face up pretty good. But the bottom line is, you know, the Filipino's been fighting, with the exception of Marquez, bigger men. And when you fight bigger men, being a former boxer, unlike that peanut head Gabe Montoya, having been a former boxer and having garnered 7 amateur championships, been ranked in the United States as far as an amateur is concerned in an Olympic year, I just wanted to bring that up because a couple of people have questioned my boxing acumen and my boxing ability and things like that this week in different platforms on the internet. So I just wanted to get that straight for you, you peanut head Gabe. Anyway, the bottom line is, you know, I've done my thing. I've spent my time in the ring. I had 50-plus fights in the ring, 50-plus fights on the street, and my face is unscathed. So I'm just going to leave it to you like that, peanut head Mr. Montoya. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing. So we've got Manny Pacquiao, 54-3-2, 38 KOs. Of course, he's out of the Philippines, and now sort of like living in Vegas or trying to move his way to Vegas or trying to move his way to the United States, so I hear, because I know his wife threatened him with divorce papers, and if she threatened him with divorce papers, you can't file for divorce in the Philippines. Yeah, the Philippines is one of these backwards countries where they don't allow divorces, but they allow adultery, because if you don't sanction divorce, if divorce is illegal, that means, you know, adultery is the second best thing, or adultery was happening. What's happening a lot of times in the Philippines is these guys get their wives, and then they just book off and get girlfriends and go off to the United States and leave their wives and kids back on the islands. And women have no rights in the Philippines. And, of course, Manny, the congressman, Pacquiao, said he was going to improve things for all his people, but I guess he forgot the women in that one. Anyway, 54-3-2, 38 KOs, taking on Tim Bradley, Desert Storm, they call him. I thought they called him Desert Storm because he was in the Desert Storm War, but I realized through a couple of my constituents that he's not old enough to be in the Desert Storm War, which was like 20 years ago. So he's 12 KOs. He's called Desert Storm because he's out of Palm Springs, California. What he brings to the dance, I think, is the fact that he's determined and he has heart. Outside of that, we're going to go to my man Kevin Perry in the City of Angels, Los Angeles, California, and ask Kevin, tell me, what does Tim Bradley bring to the dance besides heart and conditioning?
Tim Bradley is he's a pretty good boxer. He's actually, for a short guy, I watched the fight when he fought Lamont Peterson, and I thought Peterson was going to beat him because Peterson's tall, he's long, can fight outside and inside. I saw Bradley outfight a bigger Lamont Peterson, or taller anyways, from the outside. And I watched him outfight him on the inside. And that told me a lot about his character. He's not a one-dimensional fighter, as people make it out to be, as he headbutts and this and that. You don't go 28-0 by just using your head, in the sense of using your cranium to crack guys' skulls. I mean, he uses his head in the sense he uses his mind. He's a good thinker in there. He has a solid foundation. One thing I like about him from the 24/7, he's got his dad in his life, and his dad's very active, but his dad is in what you would call the normal dad in the corner. His dad lets his trainer do the work, and he's basically like a support system. He helps him train, but he doesn't try to overwhelm his professional trainer, which is Joel Diaz. I think he's definitely a big plus in Bradley's corner, and Bradley's just an overall good fighter. He's not a huge puncher, but at the same time, you don't need to be a big puncher to win fights. And I think Floyd Mayweather is obviously a perfect example of not needing to knock people out to win. I think the quality of opposition that Bradley's been up against, I don't think any of those guys have been knocked out. So you can't expect him to just knock out quality opponents. I mean, Manny Pacquiao did knock out his last three opponents. So this whole idea of Pacquiao just blowing right through the guy, I think, is a little bit overstated.
Okay. All right. You tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. If you'd like to watch this show live from these Sports Byline studios here in the city by the Gay, San Francisco, California, you can go to Facebook.com/Ring Talk. That's Facebook.com/Ring Talk and hit the Ustream Live button. Of course, you can go to the website, ringtalk.com. The show is airing live as we speak right now on the website. There's all kinds of plenty of other platforms, which I'm going to get into later in the show. We've got 2 hours today, of course, of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. And I'm going to get into all the different platforms in which we're on Stitcher, we're on TuneIn, we're on UpSnap. In fact, on UpSnap, you can call us at 704-625-9950. And after listening to a couple of minutes of BS commercials, you'll get the show live on the phone. And, of course, we're live on iTunes. I mean, we're on SportsByline.com. We're on RingTalk.com. We're on Stitcher.com. We're on TuneIn.com. I mean, I can go up on UpSnap.com. Man, I mean, we're on U.S. Air. As far as U.S. Air is concerned, you can listen to us when you're in the air on U.S. Air. I mean, all the new Fords, the new GMs, the new BMWs, they've all got Ring Talk Live Worldwide in the car. So we're getting around. We're getting our platforms together, folks. That's why this is the longest-running, widely distributed boxing and MMA show in the entire world. These other dweebs can say that they do this and they do that, and with these little podcasts and all this kind of stuff, and especially those guys down there from Southern California, which I keep poking fun at. In fact, I like to poke a couple of them in the eye like the Three Stooges used to do. But the bottom line is we are the preeminent show when it comes to boxing and mixed martial arts. And I think 27-plus years on the radio definitely proves that. Okay, so now you've been telling me all week that Bradley has a shot, right? Is that a quote of yours?
Well, yeah, I think he's got an excellent shot of winning the fight.
Time out. Excellent shot of winning the fight.
I guess everybody has a shot. You know, that's what everybody always says. You know, I see you kind of poking fun at me there, but he has definitely a very good shot to win the fight. And part of the reason why he's not like a walking dead man like Shane Mosley, you know, not to denigrate the guy, because he is a great fighter and he's going to go in the Hall of Fame, but he hasn't been Shane Mosley for the last about three, or since that fight with Antonio Margarito, he hasn't really been Shane Mosley. Just hasn't been much.
Okay, you talked about him going into the Hall of Fame. Now, Barry Bonds is probably not going to go in the Hall of Fame for a while. Mark McGuire is definitely not going into the Hall of Fame. I may name a couple other guys that did steroids that aren't going into the Boxing Hall of Fame. Mosley admitted using steroids and EPO as well, and yet he's going into the Hall of Fame. He's a cinch. What does that tell you about the legitimacy of boxing if they're willing to induct a guy that cheated, that legitimately cheated, and it was forced to admit it after years of denial, and he's going to go into the Boxing Hall of Fame on the first ballot? Talk to me about that.
Well, this whole idea that a guy shouldn't go in the Hall of Fame because he cheated, I think is kind of, I might put a little asterisk there, but it's not like the guy was, they caught him cheating for every fight in his career. I mean, the guy gets busted one time. I mean, should that tarnish his
But he didn't get busted.
I feel about that.
Okay, he didn't get busted. Hold on, Kev. He didn't get busted one time. He used it for several fights, okay? He admitted
I don't know the details on that. All I know is he admitted using, I think, to clear the cream for his fight, his second fight against Oscar De La Hoya.
In the EPO.
How many times he's used the performance-enhancing drugs, I really have no idea. So I can only make an assessment on what I know. But at the same time, I mean, there's plenty of guys out there that are probably cheating that nobody knows about.
Okay, so here, time out. Let's talk about that for a second. What percentage of athletes do you think, professionally, we're talking golf, basketball, NFL, and the NBA, Major League Baseball, I mean, and forget amateur sports, but what percentage of athletes do you think would cheat if they had the opportunity? Because, you know, Kev, if I had 45% more oxygen in my system with EPO, if EPO was around back when I was boxing, I don't know if I wouldn't have cheated. I mean, I really don't. I mean, I think about it nowadays, you know, I wouldn't do it. But then again, you know, faced with the prospect of having 45% more oxygen in your bloodstream, meaning you can train 45% harder, work out 45% harder, recover 45% faster, fight 45% harder. I mean, I just don't know if I wouldn't take that advantage if it was given to me. So what percentage of boxers do you think are cheating?
That question is just way too hypothetical for me to come up with a number. I mean, I could maybe say 10%, 20%. I mean, really, what does that really say? I mean, that doesn't really say much because I really have absolutely no clue. I think the biggest thing for me with performance-enhancing drugs, in my opinion, is what qualifies as performance-enhancing drug. I mean, they have guys getting their licenses stripped or being suspended for smoking marijuana. So, I mean, is that a performance-enhancing drug? I'm sure there's plenty of stuff out there that guys are taking that can't be detected that are probably right now not considered performance-enhancing drugs, but it's enhancing a guy's performance unnaturally. And then maybe 3 years from now, that stuff will be on the ban list. So this performance-enhancing drugs thing, to me, it's going to be a forever witch hunt. Guys are always going to figure out ways to get an unfair advantage. There's going to be new drugs that are going to come out year after year, and the testing is always going to be trying to catch up to the cheaters.
Okay,
that's just the reality, I think.
But you use the word witch hunt, you know. When I think of the witch hunt, that was ludicrous. I mean, there was no such thing as a witch, so there was no witch to chase. There was no witch to hunt. And here we have actual guys guilty of using performance-enhancing drugs. In fact, two guys have come up dirty in the last couple of months, Lamont Peterson.
Well, I understand what you're saying, but my point is, for example, just say they test a guy for performance-enhancing drugs, all right?
All right.
The guy's using what someone could perceive as a performance-enhancing drug, yet that drug isn't part of the ban list, all right?
Okay.
Let's say 3 years later, that drug that the guy's taking now becomes part of the ban list. Is he a cheater or is he not a cheater? So that's kind of what puts me on the fence is no matter what happens, guys are always going to be looking for some form of advantage, whether it's fair or unfair. That's just part of being a professional athlete, even an amateur. I mean, when I was in high school, there was guys using steroids.
Okay.
I mean, I've seen guys that were about 150 pounds, about my size, and the next summer, after the summer, they weighed like 185 and they were ripped.
Okay.
And I'm looking at myself like, man, if I use steroids, I mean, I'd probably look just like them.
Well, here's what's up.
It's mind-blowing.
I have to I'm going to admit right here on the air, for the first time in 27-plus years, that I did use performance-enhancing drugs when I boxed. This is a true admission from Pedro Fernandez, and I'll tell you the exact drug that I used, caffeine. I used to drink a cup of coffee before a fight, and that was enough to get me up to the point where I felt pretty good. Kev, good luck with your prediction tonight. I think Manny Pacquiao wins, but as I agree with you, it probably won't be easy. All the best to you and your lovely lady. Have a wonderful weekend, my brother.
All right, thanks.
You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Kevin Perry is featured at ringtalk.com. One of his articles on Manny Pacquiao, and of course, Tim Bradley is featured on the website right now. Lots of stuff on the website. Stuff about Ronda Rousey, stuff about Tim Bradley in the Desert Storm, and we can go on and on. Gabe Montoya and his testing story, of course. about the drug test regarding Floyd Mayweather, TheExaminer.com, Scoop Malinowski, Golden Boy Promotions. I mean, it was a big, ugly circle that went around this week, and unfortunately, they tried to circle the wagon train around me. Didn't work. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing. This hour, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. You're tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Are you one of the millions of Americans falling behind on your mortgage payment? Have you been turned down for a refinance or loan modification? Are you and your family facing foreclosure? Well, if your monthly house payment is $1,000 or more, we'd like to speak to you. Contact Home Attorney Network today to find out how they may be able to help. Call 888-831-7489. If you're a victim of predatory lending, or if your bank is giving you the runaround, if you're struggling to make your home mortgage payment, or if your family's home is at risk, we want to hear from you. Call 888-831-7489. Find out how an experienced attorney may be able to help. The banks have thousands of attorneys working for them. You don't have to face them alone. Call 888-831-7489. This announcement may be considered attorney advertising. Services may not be available in your state, and past results do not guarantee future performance. If your house payment is $1,000 or more, Home Attorney Network may be able to help. Call them right now, toll free. Call 888-831-7489. That's 888-831-7489.
Are you in need of an IRS tax bailout? Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals that specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. During these tough economic times, the IRS is looking for every penny they can get, and we know how to negotiate with them for you. We've settled millions of dollars of back taxes for a fraction of the cost. Call 800-390-9240 now and find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking on your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. Call IRS Tax Advisors at 800-390-9240 now. You still have time before the tax laws change. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. This single telephone call with one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals could save you thousands. Call IRS Tax Advisors at 800-390-9240. That's 800-390-9240.
Smart investors pay attention to contrarian views. Barron's gives investors the perspective they need to anticipate the market's twists and turns and find profitable opportunities along the way. Barron's provides the investing ideas and insights you need to protect and grow your portfolio. It offers in-depth coverage and analysis of sectors and companies. And Barron's columnists cover all the market's action, so you'll know what happened and why, and be prepared for what's to come. Barron's delivers strategic thinking and practical ideas to help you make smarter decisions about when, where, and how to invest. And for intraday market analysis, there's Barron's.com, offering powerful investment tools like Stock Screener and Stock Grader. Get 8 weeks of Barron's plus Barron's.com, all for only $19.95. This offer is available to new subscribers in the contiguous U.S. only.
Call now toll-free 800-356-9700. That's 800-356-9700 for Barron's. See what others don't.
And that was from that plate around the corner. You know, the rope-a-dope, that was a little bit of the rope-a-dope, but he was a dope, so he got there.
Darkest of night with the moon shining bright. There's a set going strong, a lot of things going on. The man of the hour has an air of great power. The dudes have envied him for so long.
Curtis speaks the truth when it comes to Pedro Fernandez. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Today in boxing history, let's go through the day. June 9th, James J. Jeffries, KO 11, Bob Fitzsimmons won the world heavyweight title back in 1899. 1909, the great Stanley Ketchel, KO 3, Philadelphia, Jack O'Brien. 1914, the great Harry Wills, the guy that Jack Dempsey refused to fight. A no decision, 10 rounds over Joe Jeanette. That was in New Orleans. On that same year, Kid Williams, KO 3, Johnny Colton. That was in Vernon, California, retains the world bantamweight title. Sammy Mandel in 1924, a no decision, 10 over Johnny Dundee. 1932, Lou Ambers, KO 2, Frankie Curry. That was in Brooklyn. That was Ambers' pro debut. Of course, he went on to become world champion. Gene Fulmer, one of my buddies before he got Alzheimer's, and now he doesn't know who he is. KO1 Glenn Peck. That was in his pro debut. That was in Logan, Utah back in 1951. 1959, Davy Moore, the guy that Roberto Duran beat in June of 1983, I believe. And he, of course, he ended up dying a couple years later. He got run over by his own car. I mean, talk about, this is what happened. He was fixing his car in the drive when he had the door open, and the car rolled back, and the door hit him and knocked him out and killed him. That was what it was. His car, he wasn't run over by the wheels. He was killed by his door. Anyway, Davy Moore, born on this day in 1959, a former WBA 154-pound champion who Roberto Duran took apart in about nine rounds. Larry Holmes in 1978, a winner over Ken Norton. That was the fight of the year, no question about that. He won the WBC heavyweight title, and, of course, that was the fight from the famed Sports Pavilion at Caesars Palace, the greatest fight arena in the history of boxing. Carlos Zarate, the great Carlos Zarate, who I did an article on about three weeks ago, maybe a month ago at ringtalk.com. You can go to the search engine at ringtalk.com and enter Carlos Zarate. I compared him with the great Edgar Joffrey, of course, the world bantamweight champion out of Brazil. Anyway, the bottom line is these two guys were head-and-head as far as the two best bantamweights in the world. But on this day, Zarate in 1978, KO4 Emilio Hernandez. That was in Las Vegas on the same Holmes card to retain the WBC bantamweight title. 1990, Sung Kil Moon, KO8, Gilberto Roman. Gilberto was a pretty good guy. I think he got killed in a car accident. But he was a pretty good guy. I met him in L.A. and when the old L.A. Forum was rocking and rolling, he used to show up and fight cards there. He was a pretty good guy. That was in Seoul, Korea, retains the WBC super flyweight, his 115-pound title. 2001, Zen Otke, pretty good guy out of Germany, KO11, Ali Enerbeidi, and that was in Nuremberg, Germany, retains the IBF super middleweight title. I don't think he ever lost. Not in the title defenses. And Chad Dawson, 2007, KO6, Jesus Ruiz, or as Red Fox would refer to him as Jesus. Remember that Red Fox gag we used to run on the show here, the Sanford and Son one, with him talking about boxing and Roach and all this kind of good stuff? I mean, nobody better than Red Fox when it comes to delivering the one-liners. Anyway, Chad Dawson, KO6, Jesus Ruiz in Hartford, Connecticut. That was for the WBC light heavyweight title. That was a fight in which Dawson fought about 35 miles from his house and couldn't attract 800 people. On the same date, in 2007, Miguel Cotto, KO11, Zab Judah to retain the WBA welterweight title. That is the day in boxing history brought to you by ringtalk.com and the Sports Byline Network. And, of course, that is available at ringtalk.com and the exclusive guy that puts this together. I mean, he is the genius when it comes to historians, no question about it. It's Sin City Richie. We hope to have Sin City Richie either on tomorrow's show or on next week's show. We'll talk boxing history in the next couple of weeks with one of the great historians of the sport, Sin City Richie. So we're just hours away now from Manny Pacquiao and Tim Bradley. And what do I think about that personally, myself? What do I think? You know, as I said, I think Manny Pacquiao's getting old. I really do. I think he's shown signs of being, like, elderly in the last few fights. I mean, especially against Juan Manuel Marquez. The guy was 38 years old. He was older. He was slower. He was smaller. And yet he was punching holes in Manny Pacquiao. And for those of you that don't understand how we score a professional boxing match, I'm going to break the criteria down to you right now. And there's one area that you just don't understand, and that seems to be the area of ring generalship. So I'll get into it first. Clean punching, effective aggressiveness. That means, you know, going forward and being effective. Okay, ring generalship and defense. Well, defense you can figure out yourself. But ring generalship, what that really means is who's in control of the action, who's imposing one's will on the other guy, who's the boss in the ring, who's making the other guy fight his fight. And if you look at that Manny Pacquiao, Juan Manuel Marquez fight, at least from the eyes of Freddie Roach, of course, the esteemed trainer, the soon-to-be Hall of Fame trainer from the Wild Card Gym in Los Angeles, of course, that trains Manny Pacquiao and many other athletes, he told Manny Pacquiao he needed a knockout in the 12th round to win. So Pacquiao went out there, didn't get the knockout, and he still won. So what am I trying to say? The judges that night blew it. Most of the media thought that Juan Manuel Marquez won the fight. Most of my writers, with the exception of the aforementioned Kevin Perry, who appeared in the first segment of today's show, thought that Juan Manuel Marquez won the fight. I mean, that's all there is to it. What can I say? Most of us feel, most of the media, most of the professional, so-called professional boxing media out there, at least the ringside media, thought that Pacquiao lost last November against Juan Manuel Marquez. And if the fight was that close, if it was life and death, why didn't he pick on Juan Manuel Marquez for a fourth fight? I mean, it did great pay-per-view numbers, 1.25 million people. Of course, that was beaten out by Floyd Mayweather and Miguel Cotto and Saul Alvarez and Shane Mosley just a couple of weeks ago, did 1.5 million homes. The bottom line is, why not fight Mayweather, or why not fight Juan Manuel Marquez again? Because he's a little short when it comes to the intestinal fortitude department, folks. He's willing to fight old guys. He's willing to fight bums. He's willing to fight untested guys. He's willing to fight guys that can't punch, but he's not willing to fight the guys that present the true challenges to him. I'm talking about Manny Pacquiao. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Next up, on the Sports Byline Network, we'll talk with Emilio Castillo of Tower of Power.
At Quicken Loans, we close many of our home loans in 30 days or less. But if you work with someone other than Quicken Loans, you might be dealing with a lender that takes a lot longer. Here's an analogy. I ordered a pizza 4 hours ago that should have arrived in 30 minutes or less. Think of my cold, unappetizing pizza as a mortgage from a lender that doesn't care about closing loans quickly.
Here's your pizza, dude.
You should have been here a lot sooner.
Who do you think I am? Quicken Loans?
The choice is clear. A mortgage from a lender that takes forever to close your loan, or a piping hot mortgage from Quicken Loans that arrives fresh at your door in as quick as 30 days or less. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an incredible 3.875%. APR, 4.17%.
Call Quicken Loans today at 888-450-0031. That's 888-450-0031. Or go to quickenloans.com. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide licensing number 3030.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
The IRS is one of the most powerful entities in America. They can contact your employer, embarrass you, and take a large part of your paycheck. Your personal bank accounts can be levied, and your life turned upside down. If you owe back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, Ameristar Tax Centers has a special free consultation just for you. With proven experience, our enrolled agents, previous IRS agents, know how to get you maximum results. Ameristar Tax Professionals are licensed to represent you before the IRS. We'll contact the IRS immediately for you, stop the collection activity, and get you instant help to relieve you from this burden. Our customer service record is unmatched, and you'll appreciate our low fees. We guarantee not to charge you a penny unless we can help, and you'll discover your tax relief options on the first free call. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864. Don't wait. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Your classmate, Pedro, that's right, Pete Fernandez, says that the class of 1975 badly, sorely needs a soul vaccination. Here it is live for the class of 1975 from Emilio Castillo and Tower of Power. What is hip? Yow!
Little soul vaccination, the godfather himself, Emilio Castillo, of course, Tower of Power, appearing in Northern California, June 13th to 14th at the San Mateo County Fair, folks. So if you need your soul vaccination, this is your shot. June 13th to 14th at the San Mateo County Fair. Looks like the 16th, they'll be in Healdsburg, California. The 20th, they'll be in Pleasanton, California, which I believe is the Alameda County Fair. and then they go off to Lincolnshire, Illinois, June 26th. I mean, these guys have been all over the world. Emilio, how was the trip to Europe?
It was good and it was busy.
Good and it was busy. A lot of traveling or what, country to country?
Yeah, a lot of long bus rides, man. You know, we kind of struggled across the finish line, but we finished out well.
Okay, that's good. All right, let's talk about, we're talking with Emilio Castillo, folks. Man, of course, I wrote You're Still a Young Man, and you consider that your best song ever. I mean, it was the first song you ever wrote, but I remember one time that you mentioned that you thought that was the best song you ever wrote. Is it?
Well, you know, certainly it gets played, you know, as much or more than any of my songs, and I sort of jokingly refer to it in interviews as, you know, when I wrote that, it's been downhill ever since.
Is that sort of like the American Pie and Don McLean thing or what?
Yeah, for us it is, yeah.
We're talking with the godfather of Tower Power, folks, the founding member of Tower Power, Mr. Emilio Castillo from his lair down there in Arizona. Of course, I said they're coming up June 12th and 13th. We'll change the subjects from music to boxing. And tonight, Manny Pacquiao, of course, 53-4, a couple of draws, 38 KOs, taking on, of course, Tim Bradley, 28-0, 12 KOs. Emilio, how do you see this fight?
I'm a super huge Manny Pacquiao fan, as so many people are. But I have to say that Tim Bradley, man, he is seriously sculpted, and he's angry enough for 15 people. So, you know, an upset wouldn't surprise me. But it would surprise me.
Okay, what do you think? I mean, he's sculpted. He's determined. He's angry. Do you think? But you know, the knock against him is that he doesn't have one punch knockout power. But do you really think he needs it if he outboxes Manny Pacquiao?
I do think he needs it because Manny Pacquiao does have one punch knockout power, and he's going to need more than just being cut up and being angry. He's going to need serious skills, and I think he needs a punch.
Okay. Emilio Castillo is our guest, folks. Of course, you can catch all the Tower of Power news at towerofpower.com. In fact, Pedro's latest song of the month just went up, and some people have never heard this one. It was called Unconditional Love. It was off the Rhythm and Business album back in 1997 with Brent Carter on lead. Brent Carter's doing work with AWB now?
I've seen him so much lately because we've done a lot of shows with AWB lately. So I was just with him two nights ago, and he's really doing good with those guys. Man, he sounds great.
He sounded great, of course, with you guys. He's a hell of a lead singer, and he's done some other work with some other artists as well. I think he was doing something with Angela Bofield before she got sick, but he's done some.
He worked with Angie Bofield, and you know the great thing about him being with AWB is when we do shows together. Then he comes and sings "I Like Your Style" with us.
Yeah, of course. I like
bonus for the fans.
Little bonus for the fans, no question about that. Now, when Manny Pacquiao steps into the ring tonight, he's going to weigh 147 pounds, or a little bit around, somewhere around 147 pounds. Emilio, that's slightly bigger than his natural size. Do you think his natural size and the fact that he's getting getting up there in age in the last three fights, he sort of showed a little bit of a decline, especially in that Juan Manuel Marquez fight when his trainer Freddie Roach told him that he needed a knockout to win in the 12th round. And I don't think Roach would have been saying that if he wasn't serious. He went out there. He didn't get the knockout, but he ended up getting the decision. Of course, Marquez threw a fit afterwards. He thought he had been robbed, and most of the ringside media thought he had been jobbed as well. When you look back at that fight, do you think Pacquiao won, or did Marquez win, or was that a draw, or how did you see that?
It's a tough one to call, to be really honest. I mean, that was a great fight, and Marquez looked fabulous. But Manny Pacquiao, you know, he's a great fighter, and, you know, he was the champion. Did Marquez take it from him? I mean, he was so good, it kind of amazes me that he didn't knock him out. And since he didn't, I don't know that I can disagree with that decision.
Okay, but does it really – all right. You know, having boxed myself and having boxed off and on for 19 years, several title fights as an amateur, several championships as an amateur, I never felt that, you know, being the champion meant a whole lot. I still had to go out there and win at least two of the three rounds and fighting in the Golden Gloves. Those were three-round days. Now I think they've moved some of the title fights up to five rounds in the amateurs, five two-minute rounds instead of three-minute rounds. But I just think you need to win more rounds. I'm sort of against that concept that you have to, quote, beat the champion, per se. I don't know. What do you think about that?
Well, I agree with you, but, you know, people are human, and those judges are human beings, and, you know, and certainly the crowd is there, and, you know, this guy is one of the most incredible champions ever. So if ever that principle is going to apply, certainly it could apply there. I would, you know, I understand it, whether it's, you know, right or you know, warranted, that's another matter. But, you know, of course it makes for another great fight.
Okay. Have you watched any of the UFC at all, the Ultimate Fighting Championships?
Ultimate Fighting? You mean
yeah.
That,
the cage fighting. Have you watched any of that, the rough stuff, the MMA?
As soon as I see it, I turn it off. I can't stand it.
Can you tell me why?
It's just, it's too brutal to watch. I just, you know, I mean, God bless them. They're incredible athletes, and they're in there beating each other to death, but it's just not something I want to watch.
You know what's funny? Is that, and I understand where you're coming from, because there's a few times when I've had to turn my face away from the watching the fights live, and whoa, but there are actually less injuries in MMA. In 2001 to 2006, the Nevada City Athletic Commission conducted a test. They tested every boxer and every MMA fighter, and they found out that 21% of boxers suffered concussions or bleeds of the brain, small bleeds of the brain, okay? But yet only 2% of MMA fighters suffer concussions. Concussions is what leads to guys walking on their heels and guys being punch drunk. Do those numbers surprise you?
They do surprise me, and, you know, it's hard for me to watch a boxing match when a guy is really getting beat to death. You know, I was watching last night, they showed a replay of Jermaine Taylor with Carl Froch, you know, and, you know, they said, you know, did that referee do the right thing, stopping that fight 14 seconds before the end when Jermaine Taylor won the bulk of the fight? You know,
definitely.
Yeah, yes, he did do the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because I watched him, man, he was holding his hands up, and then he just dropped his hands and pitched forward, and I was like, you know, I didn't want that guy to get hurt. He's a wonderful athlete, you know.
What?
It's hard for me to see that. I think God just softened my heart to such a degree that I just can't watch it in that other sport. You know, I don't have the love for that sport that I have for boxing. The only reason I watch boxing as much as I do is because I'm strung out on the sport. I love it, but you know, it does. I don't enjoy seeing people get hurt, and I don't enjoy seeing, you know, what happens to those fighters later in life.
Okay, the residual effects of professional boxing. Those are the reasons why I never turned pro, Emilio. Because you know, when they were missing me by inches, and I was nailing them with right hand counters and things like that, everything was cool. But when they were missing me by millimeters and then hitting me, then I say it was time to go.
Oh, you know, I see some of these guys, and it just makes me so sad, you know. But I mean, I understand it. They're in there, and they're competing, and it's what they do, and there's the money factor and all that. But it's hard to watch, you know, what happens to their lives.
Okay, let's change subjects a little bit. How's it now? Great American Soul Book, of course, that charted for 19 weeks on the Billboard Top 40 charts. That was a big shock to you. I don't know why, because I think it was a great, great production, a great presentation of some classic soul. I mean, no question about that. And you had the great Sam Moore there, and Tom Jones, and Huey Lewis, and Joss Stone. I mean, you had some great stars there to go along with Larry Braggs. But then the 40th anniversary CD came out. The CD and the DVD came out. Of course, that was shot at the Fillmore, I believe, in San Francisco, California. And that's got all the Tower of Power folks, and even people that aren't Tower of Power freaks, in which I've given that to. Ben Fong Torres, former Rolling Stone magazine editor. I mean, he loves it. I mean, he thought it was off. He thought it was off the hook, man. So what I'm trying to say to you is, when's the next album?
We're doing it right now. I already have 14 tracks cut.
Wow.
And they sound great. I have basic tracks cut. I'm getting ready to do some of the overdubs here in about a month. And but you know, we're slow, man. You know, we work. We're a working band. You know,
yeah.
I'm touring all the time. So all this stuff that I do, I got to do it between tours, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I got a family, and, you know, while you know, the rest of the guys are there at home enjoying their family, you know, I got to get in there and put in all that time. And you know, that's difficult, you know. So, I pick my spots, and I get in there and do it. I mean, look how long it took me to get that 40th anniversary DVD together. It took me 2 years just to mix it.
Yeah, but
and, you know, then I had to do the video editing, you know. It's a long process, and, you know, it comes out sounding the way it does because I'm very meticulous about my work. And, when you say I was shocked that I hit the charts, you know, I was just shocked to hear it because I don't watch the charts. You know, we have been on the charts for so many years. It's not like I'm reading Billboard every weekend like I used to, you know, in the 70s, you know. But I wasn't shocked because I didn't think that the music didn't deserve it. You know, I make that music to the best of my ability, and I'm very proud of it. So, you know, the shock was just that, wow, you told me a fact that I didn't know.
19 weeks, baby. 19 weeks.
I mean, that's kind of mind-blowing in itself. That's, that could happen for 19 weeks, and I didn't even know about it. But it shows you, you know, the degree to, you know, how much I work and, you know, how sort of consumed I am in what I do, you know.
Okay. Somebody told me that you went to a graduation recently and you missed two Tower of Power shows. And was that the first two Tower of Power shows you've ever missed in the history of the band or what?
Well, in the first place, I missed four Tower Power shows.
Okay.
It was not the first. You know, my wife got very sick a couple of years ago, and I missed more than that over in Europe because I was worried about her. But, you know, a lot of the guys have missed shows. Doc's missed even more than that, you know. But we know how to pick up, you know, sort of rise to the occasion and pick up the slack. And I was told, you know, by several people that the guys just blistered while I was gone, and then I got back to them, you know, about a week ago, and did a couple more dates with them when we just got home, and you know, the band's in great form, and you know, I was blessed to be able to see my son graduate from high school.
Okay, we're talking with Emilio Castillo, of course, of Tower of Power. They are playing in the Bay Area, June 13th and 14th at the San Mateo County Fair. I think the show will start at 7:30. Now, are they going to have the Gestapo? Are they going to have the Nazi security people not letting people dance this year, or what?
I'm sure they will. You know, I mean, it's what they do. That's a big crowd, you know, and they're worried about lawsuits and stuff, and they know that we get the people excited, so they're really careful to watch that stuff. But you know what? That's a great venue and a great concert every year. I look forward to it. We see all them old friends coming out of the woodwork, and, you know, we got past band members coming down to hang out and sit in, so it's a lot of fun.
Okay, now you're going back to, looks like you're going back to Asia later this year. Of course, you were there when the tsunami hit and the earthquake hit a couple of years ago. Going back to Japan for the first time since then?
No, we've been back there since. We did quite a tour there, actually.
Okay.
Not too long ago, but we're going there playing the Tokyo Jazz Festival, and we're playing with Rufus. And Rufus is closing the show, and they've hired our horn section, actually, to play four songs with them at the end of the show. We're going to do the one that...
Fool's Paradise?
Have a Good Time.
Okay.
And we're going to do two songs with a Japanese soul star, where Rufus will be playing, and he'll be singing, and it'll be our horns. And then we're going to do a tribute to Sly Stone. We're playing Higher.
Wow. Okay. I went and saw Sly Stone one time. Did I ever tell you about that?
Is this back in the day or recently?
Back in the day. I'm going to wrap this up real quick. I went to see him at the Cow Palace. He came out. He played. They were singing "I Want to Take You Higher." He sung one song and he left.
Yeah, well, I saw him before he even wrote "Higher," and believe me, you have never seen anything like that in your whole life. That band was astounding and amazing. When he was in his prime, no one could touch him. It's so sad to see what's happened.
June 12th and 13th, Tower of Power at the San Mateo County Fair. Of course, you can catch all of the Tower of Power tour dates, all the news, all their albums, the entire nine yards at towerofpower.com. And Emilio Castillo, I have to say this to you, my friend. You are still a young man. And maybe someday you can dedicate that song to me on stage.
All right, Pedro. God bless you.
All the best to you, my brother. Emilio Castillo of Tower of Power. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Coming up in hour number two. That's right, the MMA hour. We've got another hour on the Sports Byline Network. We're bringing Nick Ring. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
If you're looking for a better way to clean the air in your home or office, you need the all-new Ozone Light. It's as simple as changing your light bulbs. The Ozone Light looks like a normal spiral type of light bulb. It screws in most standard light sockets, but it's not a normal light bulb. It's coated with titanium dioxide. It's completely safe, but this unique coating kills most airborne bacteria, mold spores, and neutralizes odors. Just one light cleans the air in an entire room and lasts 8 times longer than the normal light bulb. If you have smokers, if you have allergies, if you have pet odors, mold, or mildew, you need the Ozone Light. It will wipe them out. And you have our word. If you're not satisfied with the way the Ozone Light cleans the air in your home, simply return it for a full refund.
Call 1-800-380-4259. 1-800-380-4259. 1-800-380-4259. Or visit airtimestore.com. airtimestore.com.
Are you working harder than ever at your job, but find yourself getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our free information, you can lead a happier life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was a traditional business owner, and our business was affected greatly by the economy, so we were looking for another income stream. It allowed me to actually walk away from a 16-year career and part owner in a traditional business just after 8 months.
Go to freedom112.com. Get out of the rat race, work from home, and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I'm a single mom. Before this business, I was over $90,000 in credit card debt alone. And now we go to Disneyland, Disney World. We've been on vacations to Hawaii. I never could have done that before this business.
Go to freedom112.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 112.com. Freedom112.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
How would you like free information to the secrets of growing your savings, protecting your assets, and making retirement a reality? The facts are, if you're tired of losing sleep and your hard-earned savings in paper-backed assets like stocks, then you should call for your free insider's guide to gold and silver investing with the Birch Gold Group. The free investor's kit will show you how gold and silver have outpaced the stock market 10 to 1 for the last 5 years. It will reveal how to invest wisely, what to look for, and which coins are right for you. Better yet, you can trust you'll be treated with honesty, courtesy, and respect, as the Birch Gold Group holds an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Discover why some experts think gold and silver prices can still double in price. Call for your free information now.
Call 800-994-3256. 800-994-3256. Call today. Your tomorrow may depend on it. 800-994-3256. 800-994-3256.
When all else fails,
I got to groove.
I got to groove.
Yeah. Little funky Tower of Power there. Larry Bragg's on lead. Of course, Tower of Power, as I said, the San Mateo County Fair, June 13th and 14th. The 16th, they're going to be in Healdsburg, California. Pleasant, California, June 20th. And then they go on the road, Detroit, Toronto, Pittsburgh, Rochester, New York, you name it. The Tower of Power goes around the world. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing. Well, tonight, Manny Pacquiao and my man, Tim Bradley. Can Tim Bradley rise to the occasion? Well, we'll see tonight. 6 o'clock p.m. Pacific time, 9 p.m. Eastern time, only on pay-per-view. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, the longest-running fight show in history. Don't forget, there's always an hour of MMA and boxing Saturdays, 11 a.m. Pacific time. And then Sunday, we do the wrap-up show, Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Until next week, I want to thank my fantastic producer, Scott Cuddy, and I want to thank all of you for tuning in. 'Cause I love-